This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio.
And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
The long-form census is an essential component of a functioning society. This form of statistics gathering indicates social trends, informs effective policymaking, and is a reliable source of publicly funded data for researchers. In 2010, the Harper government removed the mandatory long-form census in spite of critiques that it would leave gaping holes in the national dataset. The voluntary National Household Survey was established in its place since its removal. Last fall, Liberal MP Tom Sue sought to reinstate the mandatory long-form census by introducing Bill C-626. On Wednesday, it failed to pass a vote of 147 to 126. Here to tell us more is Tom Hennifer. He is the Executive Director of the Canadian Journalists for Free Expression. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
First of all, tell us what the difference is between the National Household Survey and the long-form census.
Well, the primary difference is just that it's not mandatory. There were penalties for not taking the long form census, and there aren't for the National Household Survey. The National Household Survey also doesn't ask quite as in depth questions, but that's really it's not so much important that it doesn't ask the questions. It's that it's not mandatory. That is what really makes a difference, because by not making it mandatory, the data that you get from the National Household Survey is basically completely useless. So many people just simply don't fill them out. When they do fill them out, they get halfway through, they get bored, they start filling it out much more quickly, don't give it any thought, or they skip questions, which basically makes it literally useless. And that's been said by many research organizations, business organizations, the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, and there's pretty much unanimous agreement across partisan lines that it's not any good.
Is the government at least saving money by doing this?
No, it's costing them $20 million more to do the National Household Survey. And if you think about that, it makes a lot of sense, because they have to send out, as opposed to sending out, you know, a relatively small number of mandatory censuses, they have to send out far, far more of these voluntary ones because so few people fill them out. And as a result of that, it costs about $20 million more to have this current program than it did to have the long-form census.
So more money for less data.
Exactly.
And then do you know what the response rate of the National Household Survey is versus the long-form census?
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but the response rate for the long-form census is near 100%. The response rate for the National Household Survey is abysmally low. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's so low as to make the data completely unreliable.
And can you talk about what are some of the more important pieces of data that we're missing?
It governs everything. Demographic data, psychographic data, where communities are growing or shrinking, which informs the building of roads and the way infrastructure needs to be laid out. Businesses use it because it gives economic data about household income, so they know, you know, what markets might be underserved or overserved. Nonprofits use it to know where their services are needed. One of the other things about the NHS is that it's basically has no, there's no responses coming from low-income rural areas. So they're essentially being completely unrepresented in the national data set in Canada. So we have very little information about them at all because of the NHS now. So it really goes through every walk of life. From public infrastructure to services to businesses to nonprofits to university researchers, because any survey that's done in Canada is measured up against the census, because that's where the big data is. And without that, basically any survey in Canada is less effective, because we don't know what kind of that baseline information is that we used to.
Can you also talk about how it would affect, say, our Aboriginal population and immigrant populations?
Well, yes, that's also important, because it's, once again, when it comes to the NHS, there's less of a response from rural areas and from low-income areas. So those obviously would include Aboriginal reserves. There's very little information at all coming from reserves. And I mean, I believe I've read that the government has said they're not even really trying to get the information out to reserves anymore because the response rate's so low and they're so difficult to get to. So there you go. And when you don't have information about these things, then there's no way to know what needs to be done to help, or where places are progressing well, or it's extremely difficult. And what's worse than that is it allows the government to give whatever narrative it wants, whatever, you know, whenever it enacts a program or cuts a program, it can say whatever it wants, and there's no data to contradict or back up what they're saying. It's a really, really negative situation, and we're pretty much the only country in the world, only developed Western country in the world that has this kind of situation.
And as a journalist, Tom, how does this affect other journalists and like yourself?
Well, I mean, when you're writing a story and you need some numbers, one of the first places you would go is the long form. Is the data from Statistics Canada. And now it's just not there. A few years ago, people were able to go back to the last long-form census, but now that data is no longer useful because it's so old. So now you see more and more there are stories that say no research is available on this, or there are no statistics on this, and that's just going to keep getting worse.
And so if the government's paying more for worse data, what are the advantages of that for the government?
There's one single advantage, and that's all that. Well, okay, there are two advantages. The small one is that the Harper government gets to kind of tout privacy and saying that the, you know, small government not intruding on your lives, blah blah blah, which is really not valid considering that the mandatory census is anonymous, and also, you know, horrifying digital surveillance practices that they have going on. This is one place where they get to say, oh yeah, we're respecting your privacy, while on the other side of the coin, they're spying on all of your digital communications. But anyway, the hypocrisy there is appalling. But what's much more important, the advantage that they get out of this, is what I said earlier. They get to control the narrative. There's no data to contradict what they're saying. We can't hold the government, Canadians, not just journalists, but all Canadians, can't hold the government to account because we don't have the information to back our claims up. They don't have the information to back their claims up either, but it's they'd much rather not have that information and then not have someone be able to throw something in their face and say, you know, your new program that you're instituting for food in Aboriginal communities isn't working. We can see that it's clearly not working by the census data. We can't say that. You know, they can't say that it is working, but we certainly can't say that it's not. So when they claim it is, there's no contradiction there. It makes it an ill-informed constituency is much less likely to throw you out of office when you can't reveal the extent to what government's failures are or contradict the information that they're putting out there. So there is a real big advantage to eliminating this long-form census, and it makes me worry that even if another party was elected, that they probably wouldn't reinstitute it because it will be the same advantage to whoever's in office.
So the vote on Wednesday, very disappointing, was 147 to 126. What are the options for moving forward?
Realistically, the only option to get the long-form census back is to elect a different party who will reinstitute it. Because the fact is, in our parliamentary democracy, when you have the prime minister has the final word if he has a majority government, and usually even if he has a minority government. So there's nothing that we can do. That private member's bill really never had a hope of passing. But when we started the It Makes Census campaign on social media, we wanted to try, and more importantly, we wanted to raise awareness about it. So we're hoping that this is going to become an election issue, and that people will vote with their ballots, not just on the census, but on the overall hatred for information getting out into the public that the government has. You see this again and again and again. They've shut down our access to information system. They've shut down access of the press to politicians and to civil servants and to scientists and to experts in the government. It's a bad situation, and there's nothing that we can do about it as long as Harper maintains his majority, because it seems that he doesn't want to listen.
All right, Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about this.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Executive Director of the Canadian Journalists for Free Expression, Tom Hennifer, about the call to reinstate the long-form census.